Blog Talk Radio. God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see.
Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, youth, intercessors, praise team, men, ADM frontline, members, family, and friends. I bid you good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Wales, Australia. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. I bid you all good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made. It was Him that rose you this morning, clothed in your right mind, praise God, giving you the activity of your limbs. Oh, bless His holy name. And we thank God for His many, 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 many acts on today. For as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly into place on today because of our Lord and our God and His grace and mercy towards us, which is new every day. Praise His holy name. We thank God. We thank God for everything, everything, heaven and here and earth. We give God the praise. We give God the honor. We give God the blessing. And this morning as you rose up out of your bed, I know you didn't have no doubt that the Lord would bring you out. Oh yes, because of the great and awesome God He is. So therefore, Lord God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
I'm blessed this morning, Pastor Smith. I have no complaints. And good morning, also on this other blessed Friday that the Lord allowed us to see. First of all, I give Jesus Christ the honor, who's the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to you, Pastor Smith. And I give honor to elect Barbara Smith. And I give Pastor Temple, Lady Temple, and everyone at AD Ministry this morning. Father God, we just come to you once more. Once more, humbling, we know how coming to the throne of Thanksgiving, God. Thank you for allowing us another day, God. Thank you for breathing down on us. So that's enough, God, for us to begin to rise and shine and give you all the glory this morning, God. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for breathing down on us, God. Letting us be in this number one more time. God, we thank you how you just chilled us out last night. Enough day, God. Thank you, God, in the elbow shape. You woke us up this morning, God. Everything was in order, God. Nothing was missing, God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today in the name of Jesus, God. That this is the opportunity, God, for us to just really just praise you like we never praised you before, God. We need to just look towards the hill this morning. Which coming out of heaven, realize how our help coming from, God. Almighty, but God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we need to realize, God, that you still live. How about Sunday? that you still delivering. You still making a way out of no way in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, for the activities of our limbs, God. Some might be walking a little faster than the others, God, but yet and still we thank you for every step that you allow us to make in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We lift up our with you once more, God, from the youngest to the oldest, God. Continue to shield and protect them, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you just continue to just shield them as they on their way to the activity school or whatever, God, and bring them back safely in the name of Jesus, God. Let us really just look around, God, and see the things that going on in our neighborhood, oh, even in the nation, God. We need to be just saying thank you, Lord. How about shake out when we leave out our door? How about shake out and you bring us back? That's enough to say thank you, God, because we realize somebody left out, then come back in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for your blessing, Lord. Oh, shield us in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We just thank you, Lord. We ask that you have your way, God, because we realize when you come here, Hadabosha, and have your way, everything is all right. You begin to set things in order in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you open up, Hadabosha, employment for men and women, God, that really just work, Hadabosha, God, sweat for the things that they need in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for strengthening them, God. We thank you for making a way out of no way for them in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you come here, Hadabosha, God. Begin to touch internet, telephone, laptop, head of old shake God. Oh God, just touch your people in a special way, God. Just one touch from you, God, will make everything all right. We thank you this morning, God. We lift up our family members this morning, God. Continue to shield and protect them. Deliver and set them free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for being that mind regulator for us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God, when our mind can constantly stay on you, God. Every minute, every hour, God, just telling you thank you, God. I don't know about nobody else this morning, God. Somebody ought to have a thank you deep down in their sanctified soul this morning. When we look around the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for us, that's enough to say thank you, Lord. Because you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyhow, God. We thank you for keeping us, God. We know that you are a keeper. Yes, Lord, you are a keeper this morning, God. We thank you this morning. We thank you for the love that you truly have put down in our souls. They got no emotion. Now, oh God, Lord, that we can love in spite of our God. Oh God, we thank you this morning, God. Continue to let us ride on this journey, God, like never before. Heart of all shit, God. Continue to stretch us, make us, God, into the woman and man that you have us to be, God. Turn about, God, no emotion. Yes, Lord, in that boldness in you, God, that we can stand up and tell the world of us, that Jesus Christ still leads us in the mighty name. Amen, Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God, for making a way out of no way for all of us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Let us begin to thank you more, Habo Shedad. Let us begin to cry out more to you, God, Habo Shedad. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for separating us from things and people. Habo Shedad is not walking like you walk, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your love, your peace, God, Habo Shedad. Where we can lay down at night, Habo Shedad, you, God, and sleep, Habo Shedad. Sleep in peace in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for the change that you have brought into our lives, God. Oh, God, when we look back, Habo Shedad, sometimes, oh, how we wonder how we get over. We really know how we get over. It was you, Jesus, that brought us over, God. Brought us out of a shade of pits of hell. Oh, and began to wash us, began to make us, Habo Shedad, put us in a potter house, began to just grind on us, God. Oh, we thank you this morning. Habo Shedad, we thank you for your peace. Oh, how we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we look at Habo Shedad. Oh, God, I pray, God, this morning that you go into the nursery home, God. Oh, chill out, Habo Shedad, God. Chill our elderly people, God, in the name of Jesus. Wrap your loving arms around them like never before, God. Let them live in peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, matter of fact, I speak peace into the atmosphere this morning, Habo Shedad. Peace, because Habo Shedad. in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God, I thank you for your peace. Your peace, God, of the mind of the Moshe in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh God, I speak healing in the atmosphere, God. This morning, oh God, stand in the book, God. Hear the mind of our sinner, of our bodies in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, we speak love in the atmosphere like never before. The love of Jesus shall abide in the atmosphere like never before. The most shake, fall down on your people this morning, God. The most shake, fall down on your people this morning, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you for turning the little Moshe around in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We lift the prophecies up this morning, God. We lift the tips up, little Moshe, this morning, God. The drug delivery, I know the word this morning, God. Oh, God, let your heart of us follow them this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you save the living, that they kept them free. Yeah. Turn them around, let them know it's a better way. And the better way is Jesus Christ this morning, God. We thank you, Lord, this morning. Oh, God, we lift up every single mother this morning that is struggling, God. I speak the struggle that is opening, God. No, the most shake, God. And there's no struggle in Jesus Christ. Oh, God, I pray for them this morning that you continue to put food on the tables, God, for their babies. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them realize how to go shut them up. It don't have to live this way. Ain't no more kind of old heart. Oh, I lift up every back to have a good day. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, I pray, God, that they go back to their first love. And that's Jesus Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I lift up every woman that is shaking today. Every man that will come to the heart. Come out. Got none of your wicked ways. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Set yourself free. Let Jesus set you free today. In the name of Jesus. Go to Moshe. Oh, how we thank you, God. We thank you for truth today. The truth shall be. The truth will set you free. Let's yield to the Holy Spirit and begin to say, God, get me out of this situation. Get me out of the most sender. I can't get myself out, but only you, God, the most sender. Oh, God, I thank you this morning, the most Sunday. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you come to have your way in our life, God. Clean us up, the most say, hot, the most Sunday. Yes, clean us up, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for touching, for delivering, setting the captive free, God. We thank you for turning their minds around. Oh, God, yes, Lord, only you could be that mind regulator, that clean up to the most, say, the mind, God. Oh, God, take the most, say, the heart this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to order our footsteps in the way that you will have us to be in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to let us kneel down before you in the name of Jesus. Crying out on the name of Jesus Christ. That's the only one that's going to help us, God. That's the only one that's going to walk us through the ass in the Lord. Oh, not people's God. But this is a Jesus journey. Just between you and the person, God. We got to walk this thing out. We got to live it out. We got to walk it out. I don't want to shake, huh? Yes, we do, huh? Oh, God, we thank you, God, for making us a holy nation, God. Clean it up, shake, huh? To continue to take the dirty garments out, God, and put us on clean garments, God, shake, huh? That we can live like you, God. That we can speak like you, love like you. I need it up, shake, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you for coming in and having your way, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, Lord. Let us constantly stay behind the veil, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let us be peacemakers, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Person that loves the Moshe, God. If we love you, God, we can love others in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, how we thank you this morning. We constantly lift up every minister that it is, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them constantly stay behind. Stay behind the wall, God. Don't let them come down, God. Because we truly need to go to Moshe. We truly need the realness in these last and evil days. That when men can call out sin, oh, God, and without sugar coated in the name of Jesus, God. We truly need go to Moshe. Oh, when we could just sit out and just say, God is the Moshe. He is the living God in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we say, God, we yield to your Holy Spirit and just let you have your your way in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, today. Oh, I lift up the nation to you, God. The nation, God, let them see how time is getting near, almost. I know that when mothers and daughters can't get along, son and father can't get along, when you can't get along with your neighbor, when you can't love that, let you know something. Time is near. God, I speak this morning that we shall live in liberty. We shall live in love. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. So today, God, I said, have your way like never before, God. These things we ask this morning, God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray, have your way, God. Thank you, Lord.
Lord Jesus, have your way.
Thank you, God.
Holy Spirit of the living God.
Come
in the midst. Come in the midst.
Yes.
And release us all. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
From everything, Lord God, that so easily beset us. Holy Spirit. We surrender to you
and
this morning.
Yes, Lord.
We call on your name and beckon you to come. Holy Spirit of the Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We need you this morning, Holy Spirit. We need you to set us, Lord, on the right path, in the right position, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord,
come in the midst
right Lord
now.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Take full control.
In the name
Let
of Jesus. Change.
Glory,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Fill the air with your spirit. Right now,
in the name
international,
of Jesus.
National,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Local,
in the name of
upon
the name
every.
Of
Yes, every
Lord.
One of us.
The name
step
of
down.
Yes,
step
Lord.
Down, Holy Spirit.
Thank
on
you.
Each and every one of us right now.
Lord,
we need
yes,
your
Lord.
Love.
Yes,
we need
Lord.
Your
yes,
guidance.
Lord. Yes,
we
Lord.
Need your
yes.
touch.
Yes,
we need
Lord.
Your reconstruction.
Yes, God. Oh, Jesus.
Holy Spirit,
yes.
we need you
Ooh, yes.
right now, as never
Lord.
Before. So
yes,
come
Lord.
In the midst and have your way right
yes.
now.
Yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit
yes.
of the living God, move,
yes, Lord.
Move right
yes,
now.
In the name
heal,
of Jesus.
Deliver,
yes. Yes,
set
Lord.
Free. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus, Holy
yes,
Spirit, power and glory, do
yes,
it right
Lord.
Now. Recondition heart,
yes, Lord.
Recondition
yes,
mind,
yes,
right
Lord.
Now, Holy Spirit,
yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus,
yes,
oh, have your way.
You
we
yes,
say,
Lord.
Have your way, sweet
Lord.
Spirit
yes,
of the living
Lord.
God. Go over
yes,
these airways,
hey,
these
yes,
phone
Lord.
Waves, the internet,
yes,
Lord, all
Lord.
Over. Stir
yes,
up the
Lord.
Atmosphere
yes,
of
Lord.
Your people,
Lord,
Holy Spirit,
yes,
and bring
Lord.
Down, bring
yes.
down the peace
hey.
Of God, the
yes,
truth of God,
Lord.
The love
yes,
of God,
yes,
right
Lord.
Now,
yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit. Of
yes.
the living God.
Lord,
we need you. We
yes,
need
Lord.
To
yes,
move
yes.
and super rule right
yes.
now.
Yes,
Holy Spirit,
yes,
touch
Lord.
Every area of
yes,
that corporate
Lord.
Well and
yes,
every
Lord.
Area outside of that corporate well. Do it
yes,
right
yes.
now. Move,
yes,
Holy Spirit. Do it right
Lord.
Now. Right now. Especially Holy Spirit on our young people, children, Holy Spirit, have your way. Change their heart. Change their mind. Change their thought process. Holy Spirit, to bring them to you, Lord Jesus. Do it right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. Have your way this morning. Come into the midst and do a new thing.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Right now.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Only
yes,
you can. Only
yes,
you
Lord.
Can. Holy Spirit. Renew.
Yes, Lord.
Redeem.
Yes, Lord.
Reprove.
Yes, Lord.
Like the potter's
yes.
clay.
Yes,
oh, come
Lord.
In the midst right now.
Yes,
we need
yes, Lord.
We need you right now. Somebody needs you right now.
Yes,
Holy
Lord
Spirit.
Yes,
in their mind.
Yes,
in their
Lord.
Bed of affliction. Oh,
yes,
glory,
Lord.
Hallelujah. In whatever
yes,
circumstance
Lord.
Or situation, they
yes,
find themselves in.
Yes,
Lord Jesus.
Yes.
You said you make a way of escape.
Yes,
and that we
Lord.
Have the victory.
Yes,
and
yes,
all
Lord.
We have to do is believe on your word and
yes,
your report.
Yes,
your
Lord
report,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Your report
yes,
through your
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Yes,
we receive
Lord.
Right now in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus from
yes,
the crown
Lord.
Of our head.
Yes, Lord.
Head.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Yes,
move
Lord.
Right now.
In the name
touch
of
right
Jesus.
Now.
Yes,
fix
Lord.
Right now. Complete
yes.
right now
yes.
in the
Lord
name
Lord.
Of Jesus
yes.
by
Lord.
Your will by your way
yes.
take out
Lord.
Everything that's
mm.
not like you that's
yes,
causing
Lord.
Us Lord God to fall at the
yes.
wayside but we
come
have
on.
To follow
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
We have
yes,
to
Lord.
Follow him oh glory
yes.
hallelujah for
yes.
things to work yes. out for things
come
to be
yes,
blessed
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
in our homes,
yes.
in our
yes,
families,
Lord.
In our
yes.
marriage, in our
yes,
children,
Lord.
In our state,
yes,
in our country.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We have to
Lord,
follow
yes,
you at all
yes,
costs.
Lord.
Oh, bless
yes.
your holy name.
Yes,
so,
Lord.
Jesus, let
yes,
your spirit, your
yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit,
yes,
fall.
Lord.
Right now, for righteousness'
of,
sake,
yes,
for truthness'
Lord,
sake, for
yes,
correctness'
Lord.
Sake, in the
yes.
name of Jesus, for salvation's
yes.
sake,
yes.
for the anointing's
yes.
sake,
yes,
let
Lord.
Your power
yes,
and anointing
yes,
fall on us right
Jesus.
Now. Oh, glory,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, glory,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, yes.
Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Have your way.
Yes,
have your
God,
way
yes.
right now.
Yes,
on today, Lord,
yes, Lord
have your way
yes,
that
Lord,
you would bless
yes,
us,
Lord.
That you would
oh,
keep
God.
Us, lead
yes,
us,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Direct and guide us
Ooh,
on today.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes.
In the name of Jesus,
name
do
of
it right
Jesus. Yes. Yes,
Father
Lord,
God,
Jesus.
There's no other way.
Yes.
There's no
yes,
other
Lord.
Way but through
Lord.
You, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
and your Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
that
of
comes
Jesus.
Down with all.
Oh, Jesus.
To reign in us and upon
yes.
us.
Yes, Lord.
Until that great getting up morning.
Jesus.
When the Lord comes back. To
yes.
claim
yes,
all
Lord.
Of us.
Yes, Lord
him.
Jesus. Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of
yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
So much
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes.
We ask that you move in the name of the Father,
yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of the Spirit,
yes,
and the
Lord
blessed
Jesus.
Holy
Spirit.
Yes,
Jesus Lord.
Name.
Yes.
We pray. And
yes.
now we turn it over to our pastor, and apostle. Simple speech. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you this morning, Pastor Smith. God bless your mother, Jetson. I feel a sense of prayer, and I feel that many of those that and that many of those that is also in the spirit that is tapping into the spirit of God, I could sense a release of prayer. That's why the Holy Ghost came over you, Pastor Smith, and you could not stop, and you just interceding, because as many of those right now is in a place in need of prayer. And I just pray in the name of Jesus, my God, that as the Holy Ghost begin to make a rest and incarcerate those into the kingdom of God, not incarcerate them into their feelings, into their position, a place where they're at right now. But many of you need to be incarcerated into the kingdom of God, held as, my God Almighty, prisoners unto the living God. Therefore, I pray in the name of Jesus, whatever diabolical things that is trying to come in your life, in your family, in your home, we disengage all the enforcements of the enemy and of the adversary. We're going to give God the praise, and we're going to celebrate him. God, we thank you that as you keep continue to come into our life, as you keep continue to impact and influence our life, we're going to keep giving you the praise, and we're going to keep worshiping you. We shall not go backwards, but we shall continue to go forward. We shall not come from a place to where you don't deliver us from, a place where you don't set us free from, a place to where we don't grow and mature from, a place to where the enemy used to have us in a place of hostage and captivity, a place to where the enemy used to give us mind battles and control us like puppies. We shall not go back to the past things, but we shall continue to push towards the things which are ahead of us. We shall not go back to the things, my God, that hold us into the place and kills us, keep going around the same mountain in our life over and over. But we shall continue to go forward. We shall continue to march forward inside our thoughts, inside our ability of function and our movement, God. God, we thank you that what the adversary trying to do, that we're going to begin to give you a worship. We're going to begin to intercede within you. We're going to begin to tap into the presence of you, God. And we're going to begin to ascend up into the heavens. We're going to make a sound from the heavens. And as we done declared and we done decreed over our families, over our life, over our children, over ministry, over the things that you gave us and put us in possession of, we shall take that stance, and we shall make that sound to be known. We are blessed and highly favored. We thank you, God, for the blessings that you unflowed in our life. And anything that's trying to come in the way of it, we break it in the name of Jesus. We make a sound and make a stance unto the Lord heavens. The Lord heavens, where the princes of power and the rulers of darkness, where they begin to dwell in, where God gave them access and call them the prince of the air. We make up stand, and we do not dissent. We do not fight warfare as a physical warfare. We do not fight and engage in warfare as something, my God Almighty, people of ignorance, people are not of intelligence, but we shall engage into spiritual warfare as the weapons that you done gave us come to dismantle. God, dismantle the enemy from the place of the kingdom, from the place of our high. We shall not engage into warfare, God, as if, my God, our emotions and our feelings all over the place. But, God, we shall engage into sound warfare, a warfare that penetrates through the atmosphere. It will penetrate, my God, out of the third heavens and begin to penetrate through the second heavens, where it dismantles the function and the operation of every adversary organization. Attack. God, we thank you that it's going to begin to, my God, penetrate and dismantle princes of powers and rulers of darkness. We shall not, God, engage into things that where we got to look up to, but we shall look down on the adversary and disengage the different different function and different articulation that the enemy is trying to execute in our minds, in our feelings, in our homes, and also in our families. Well, my God, it will not, my God, tingling, and it will not tie up what God done established. So therefore, we make a sound through the second dimensions in the name of Jesus, that we make a stance and we my God, and we bring clarity to our words. We bring clarity to our prayers. We bring clarity what God done established for us here on earth. We bring clarity what everything that God done promised to us. We bring clarity to every successful thing that God done gave it us. And we make a sound that is penetrating not only through the second heavens, but it penetrates throughout all this earth, which is known as the first, my God, the third, the first heavens, God. These crystal blue eyes, these blue skies, that where we make a sound and we cause everything to begin to come up on our feet. Every sickness that is not of God, every poverty that is not of God, every dysfunctional in relationship, every dysfunctional on our jobs, every dysfunctional, my God, operation, articulation that is in our finances, we make a sound here on earth that is penetrate through all, and it begins to break up every shackles, every struggles, everything that the enemy trying to tie up. God, we thank you that we shall not and will not be ignorant of the word of God, ignorant in our prayers, ignorant in our worship, in the attacks that the enemy want to bring in our life, bring in our minds. I dismantle the saints of God that are willing to not to take the enemy foolishness, that are willing to not to take the enemy, my God, mess, but is ready to abide in you, into the higher heights, into the deeper depths. God, we make our worship as we declare and decree, and we demand our rightful place, a place of authority and a place of power, not because men gave it to us, not because men gave us a certificate, not because a man gave us a position, not because men gave us an office, because what you gave to us, God, it is for us, and therefore we operate in our authority, we operate into the things that you gave us. We command all the visions. We command everything that you told us. It will be. And we move it forth right now in the name of Jesus. Infirmities, the sickness, disease, it doesn't have no rights in our life, because we are kingdom children. We are kingdom sons. We are kingdom daughters. We thank you, God, that we're going to continue to see the victory. Not victory in the spare of the moment. Not victories here and there. But we shall see residual victories in our life. Residual success. Residual blessings in our lives, over our homes. We thank you, God, that we have peace and we have joy in everything that the enemy trying to snatch that doesn't belong to him. We put a lock on the door, and matter of fact, we don't give him no eviction. We tell him to leave right now. He got to go, and we shall make a sound before heaven on earth. We thank you, God, that you allow the Holy Ghost to teach us articulations in the spirit, how to operate into the anointing that you gave us. Your peace, your mercy endure forever, and we give you the praise. Praise, my God Almighty, I feel the Holy Ghost. We give you praise, God, not praise that we give on Sunday mornings, not praise that we've been taught on, not praise
because we feel as though that is right. But God, we give you praise from our spirits that what the enemy tried to do, what we tried to, my God, sabotage in our life, we give you praise because it will not work. Because greater is in He. Oh, my God, a mighty church after the prayer meeting this morning that is in the Lord. Therefore, God, we give you the praise. We give you the praise because not what somebody done told us, not what somebody done taught us, but we give you the praise because we understand that you are a healer, but not because of the testimony of the saints, but because you done came into our life. Therefore, we give you the praise. You are a blesser, not because somebody done said you was, because you done showed up in our life. Therefore, through the praise and the testimonies that we have in our life, by our praise alone, we dismantle every plan of the adversaries. By our praise alone, everything that he's trying to put in our minds to tell him, my, I miss the law to be off, to try to reprogram and rewire our information components. It will not work because what God done connected and what God done said, it is for us.
It is for us.
Somebody need to say that this morning. It is for you. In the name of Jesus, I come up against every symptom that individuals are having that is not of God in your body, in your minds, in your movement, in your functions. In the name of Jesus, every falsified attack and assignment that the enemy is going to release over the body of Christ, it will not work because we disengage all functions. We disengage all articulations. We disengage philosophy. We disengage the contents of the enemy. We disengage all execution. It will not work in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we give you glory. We give you the glory. My God, we shall not look at times where the enemy want to bring war, but we shall look at times where our assignment dwells in you, where our blessing dwells in you, because you give us the power. And therefore, God, I release the Holy Ghost to operate in forms, my God, mighty, operate inside of the saints, where the saints begin to discover the power that is inside of them. For the Bible says the enemy comes to steal and kill and destroy. Therefore, God, we dismantle the thief. We dismantle the one that want to try to commit murder. We dismantle the one that trying to wrap us out. We dismantle it in the name of Jesus, because the praise that is in our mouth, the world didn't give it, my neighbor didn't give it, nobody didn't give it, but you, God. And therefore, Holy Ghost, remind me why I'm praising God, remind me why I'm worshiping God, when the enemy want to come in like a flood, not only lift up a standard against him, but remind me why I got to praise, remind me why I'm still here worshiping God, while I'm still here celebrating God, in the name of Jesus, I remind each and every one of you, as your minds begin to function and begin to go into a place of remembrance, I remind you where God done reproached you from. I remind you where you should have been dead, but God still sparing your life. I remind you where God is taking you. I remind you when you were was broke, God still made a way. I remind you where the sickness should have took you out, but now you got a praise inside of your belly that the doctors can't even take away. I remind you in the name of Jesus. Everybody, so we just give God a yes. We give God a yes. I remind you, yes. I remind you, yes. When the enemy tried to come into your life, yes, you withstood every attack, you withstood every fiery dart, you withstood every diabolical assignment that the enemy tried to have. I remind you in the Holy Ghost, therefore, as you've been remembered and you've been reminded, don't you focus on the adversary. You give God some praise, you give God some glory, you worship his holy name. Because his mercy endures forever and ever and ever in the name of Jesus. Somebody this morning just need to give God a praise. You need to give God a thanks. Because if their lives could have killed you, it killed you by now. If their persecution could have killed you, it killed you by now. If one there might God almighty is spirit about in your minds, if it could have killed you, it would have killed you by now. If all they portions and if it's all they negative speaking, if it would have killed you, it killed you by now. Therefore, your hands and mercy is upon you. Give God our praise this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost. God, I praise that you will release a refreshing of the anointing over the hairings upon the saints in their minds, in their spirits, in the name of Jesus. I push the body of Christ. I push you into him to stay in the kingdom of God, to stay up on high. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Every prayer, the enemy is mad at a lot of you because now you've been faithful. What the enemy thought that should have took you out, what he thought that it should have dismantled, what he thought that he should have brought division and brought separation, you're still standing. So therefore, many of you, the enemy is mad at you. And I'm telling you right now, God got a blessing with your name on it, and don't allow him to move. What he thought, it will not work. It will not work. What he thought by now, you should be holding your head down and crying. What he thought by now, he got enough information to bring slander and bring a whole bunch of gossip in your direction. But you still stand. What he thought by now, you was weak, and you was weak as water. He could come and pluck you from anywhere. He could come and take you from anywhere. He could come and rip you from anywhere. But guess what? You still stand. You still stand. What he thought by now, that judgment puts against your life. Your finances are upside down. Your ministry is upside down. Everything that is in your life is upside down. Somebody need to tell the devil it ain't nothing wrong with thinking, but it's always what God thinks. At the end of the day, it is what God says. And how many of you, I want to remind you, if God haven't even told you, my God almighty, that I got you. I want you to go to a mirror and look at a mirror, and you tell yourself, even though he probably speaking with words, he is speaking with action, because I'm still here. I'm still giving God a praise.
I don't know.
Throughout all the wars in the rivers that came our way, guess what? We're still here. You're still giving God a praise. Throughout all the disconnection of people in relationship, you're still here. And you're still giving God some praise. Suit up, saints of God. And take your position in a high authority realm. And understand that God gave you the power. You have the power. It's in your hands. And understand that God is with you.
as long as you stay in alignment with the living God, God is with you, and he will never leave you. Stay in his place and understand where he done brought you from. He done brought you from. I know many of you all over the world that you could testify that God done brought me from. He done brought me from. Therefore, is it anything too hard for God? No, it isn't. Is it anything too hard for God? Thank you. No, it's not.
I don't know about
I refresh the body of Christ. Any of you, you got the enemy so upset with you because you have not been faithful to things in your life. And now you begin to be faithful. Now you begin to show the love of God. Now you begin to understand the articulation of the relationship of God. And the enemy is upset. You can stand. And the Bible says as you begin to resist, he can't do nothing but flee, because his powers is worthless. But once you begin to entertain, he'll begin to stay right there, because now his powers becomes a need. Resist and understand where he done brought you from, and understand what he's doing with you, and understand that he is not done with you yet. Declare and decree. I feel some sickness, my God. I'm not talking about the ones that we already know. Shut up, because what we already know through what other ones, God is already doing it. And there's nothing to pray for in that area. But I'm talking about some of you, my God Almighty, you have not said nothing, and prophet don't even supposed to know. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I don't know who this for this morning, but I feel the prophetic of the Holy Ghost. But God says, my God, somebody is dealing with a sickness right now. Something done came back in. My God, I see cancer. My God, I see cancer. My God, I see almost, my God, diabetes. My God, I see different things. My God, also I'm seeing right now in the Holy Ghost, I'm seeing heart disease. My God, God says, you're asking for me to heal. And many of those around you is praying for you. But God says, I need your life to line up. I need your life to line up. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Saints of God, when we don't line up with God in our personal lives, and we don't line up with God, God knows your motives behind the scene. You are due to the judgment in the, my God, you got to line up. If you're smoking, stop it. If you're drinking, stop it. If you're gossiping, stop it. If you're lying, stop it. Line up. That way God could come in and heal you. You say, when you line up, you're going to begin to see a turnaround. But if you don't, the set time, it will come to pass, says God. Saints of God, I remind you where God done brought you from. Don't allow nothing to separate you from the love of God and the love what God done position around you. Don't even must allow yourself, because remember that no one doesn't have the last say-so but God. He is the one that has to lay his say-so. And I'm telling you right now, long as you stay in alignment with him, everything is going to be all right. My God Almighty, I just feel a prophetic move this morning, Pastor Smith, as y'all begin to engage into the powers of the living God through prayer and also through worship. Saints of God, we thank God. I thank God for each and every one of you. But remember this here. The enemy don't like faithfulness, and he don't like individuals to articulate correctly with God. And he will use everybody and everything that he can. And he also loves to use human beings. He'll use them as a carrier to carry out different information, to carry out different assignments, to get ready to separate you. But the race ain't given to the swift or the strong. It's given to he that endure to the end. And you're going to have to ask yourself one day, are you a doer, or are you the one just throwing the red flag? Once the enemy understands that you are where you was weak, now you are strong. My God Almighty, the enemy will understand that it's no sense of me trying to bring different things to dismantle an individual. Always watch your spirit when you begin to go through process, even if it's grieving, even if it's, my God, different times where you're in a low point in your life, because they are the very times that where the enemy want to sneak his seeds in. They are the very times to where he want to dismantle. At the end of the day, he's doing his job. And don't be upset about it, because our job, we just need to stay up high. And the enemy just doing his job. But guess what? That shows also a level of respect for who you are. Because if the enemy want to mess with you when you are in your weakest time of life, that shows respect that he don't want to mess with you. He got to wait to a vulnerable opportunity to try to come in. So therefore, you are gaining the enemy respect. And when you gain the enemy respect, you don't have to say a word. You just walk as Jesus did. And the spirits looked at him and he said, you come, it's not our time yet. It's not our time yet. But if you do cast us out, just put us into the swine. Saints of God, it's just time for you to walk in a way you're going to get that respect. Don't allow nobody or nothing to bring you down from the kingdom. Stay in that third dimension of worship and prayer. And don't allow nothing to bring you down. Begin to pray and speak from that position. And begin to declare and decree from that position. And you better believe everything that is up under you. Because when you're in the third heaven, everything is under your feet. Guess what? Because of the words of the authority and the power. And also the permission release that God done gave you to release them. Everything has to come in order. Everything that is out of order has to come in order. And if it decides to stay out of order, therefore you are positioned with God. God begin to remove it for whatever reason out of the way and out of your life. Stay with him. He will direct your path. God bless you all this morning. God bless you also, Pastor Smith. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen. Praise God. Everything moves by the power of God.
Yes.
And I tell you, it was no coincidence the way that things played out this morning.
Amen.
That God has a plan for each and every one of our lives on today.
Amen.
And he knows.
Yes,
what we
does.
Need.
Yes, he does.
24/7. He knows it.
Yes, he
So we thank God for the apostle. Amen. And the apostolic word.
Amen. Amen.
Anointed apostolic word and prayer.
Yes.
Coming forth to seal what God saw.
Amen.
A need for his children on
yes,
today.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you that
yes,
got up out of your bed this morning and
yes.
joined us. Praise
Amen.
God. In corporate prayer, in intermediate prayer,
Amen.
In the anointed apostolic prayer.
Yes, Lord.
What
thank
God
you.
Has for us
hmm.
because we're living. In the last and evil days.
Yes,
and
yes.
And don't let nobody steal your joy.
Amen.
But let Jesus,
Amen.
Let Jesus take the wheel.
Yes.
Even right now.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And stay
yes,
on the battlefield
Lord.
For
yes,
the Lord.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Well, we just
Amen.
Want to say that you all have a God-blessed weekend. Amen. Take somebody, invite somebody to church on Sunday. Praise God.
Amen.
Share
Amen.
The good news in the gospel of Jesus Christ with somebody. Amen. This weekend. And that you have a blessed weekend and a safe weekend. And we'll see you back Monday evening. at 7 p.m. Well, we can do it all over. Amen.
Amen.
Bless
Amen.
You.